Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Our Dumb Universe, our group of space-stuck heroes are trying to bring back the Earth, which was destroyed. Feltina is with Beep Boop and Bong, who are trying to save Huffalumphagus. But perhaps if our heroes can reach the Ur-Brain, they can restore Earth. But it's super far away, so they need the fastest ship in the universe, the Fart Knocker. But it's currently on the treasure ship of the Null. What is to be done? By you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 8, a cast pod in the life of Velma Kvold.
Beep, beep. Aw, Feltina. Huff does not have enough stuffing to survive. We need beep, beep you.
A Feltgraft, of course.
Beep, more than that.
We must bong. Bong merge you both.
Bong bong merge? What's a bong bong merge?
No, just boop boop merge.
So boop boop merge.
I beep the problem. Beep beep merge. No, beep. Just beep beep. Sorry, this is...
But bong bong me. Oh, do I bong bong all the time?
Wait, I think I get it. If I beep beep my boop boop, then bong beep boop beep 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 boop bong bong.
None of that made any sense. Together, between you both, we can make you one. But you will become something new. Something bomb. But...
Shut up! I'll do it. Please.
Then bring forth, boop boop, the sewing machine of destiny.
Bong, it's not called that.
We agreed.
You agreed. Beep, any beep. Feltina, lay on this table. You must merge.
Merge. Merge.
Just tell us about the Null already.
Why tell you when I can tell you via cast pod? I just finished the first mix of the latest episode of As the Null Turns, my Null-centric cast pod. It'll give you a good sense of what they're up to. So settle in.
Fabu, do you have any more popcorn?
I didn't have any to begin with.
You know, I thought I was eating the couch stuffing, but you just don't want to face that reality.
That is disturbingly similar to you eating puppet innards.
Oh, sorry, but I'm not prejudiced. I'll eat anyone's innards. Bloor's, Valborg, Sandra. On the inside, we're all delicious.
Hey, pay attention to me! I crave attention. Now, sit quietly and listen to my cast pod. Here it begins. Today's episode is brought to you by Zunk Nuggets, the energy-packed mystery nugget that gives you the taste you crave and the nervous energy that worries your relatives. Zunk Nuggets! And now, episode 249 of As the Null Turns. We begin on the Null flagship, the Purple Nothing, because purple is the deadliest color. Inside the Null flagship is a prison, and in that prison are high-level prisoners.
One such prisoner is Ervna Flew.
I, Ervna Flew, am their prisoner.
She looks around, nervously.
Nervously, I look around.
She is scared.
I'm scared.
She paces, she worries, she looks for an escape, but there is none.
Those things. Also, there's no escape.
She misses her homework. I mean, the homeworld. God, cut that. Come on, James! Stupid! Fine. Just let me go again. She misses her homeworld.
I miss my homeworld. I miss it ever so much.
Is perfect. Okay, it's not perfect, but still. Perfect in this case is just a phrase to compare with my current cell. So not perfect, but okay. Sure, there are some things we could fix. Look, no place is perfect despite what I say. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. My glasses are rosy. Subjective, all right, but compared to this prison, my world was a paradise. Whoa, 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 that sweet world. How I so miss you tonight. You're all that I know, so maybe you're only all right. Sweet. Remember, you're not so young anymore. But my friends and my family, they were the sweetest of all. Except for Orma, who asked me to help her move, and then just mostly drank a smoothie and stood in the hall. Come on, Orma. And Horty at work, eesh. Look, I can't make excuses for him. The people back there are complicated, but they were
had she finished, then the head of the Null Empire entered. The Mad Lord who demanded everything be destroyed, Velmak Kavold.
That was, wow, yeah. What was that? That stuff coming out of your mouth?
My song?
Yes, singing, that's it. I've read about it, really, fascinating. The Null can't sing, we don't have that. Thing, whatever it is, listen, princess.
I'm not a princess. I'm the arbitrary turn leader. Every 10 cycles, we put 100 rocks into 100 jars. We put the jars on top of a cliff. Then we release a snake bird that slither flies up the mountain, and the first jar it knocks off rolls down, and we take the rock from that jar and break it into 7 pieces. We then take the pieces to a wise old wizard. That wizard picks up one of the pieces and turns it into a small butterwing. The butterwing is put in a terrarium with 80 froglings. Whichever frogling eats it is then cut open, and the number written on that frogling's stomach corresponds with our assigned birth number. And that person becomes the arbitrary turn leader for the people until the next cycle.
Ah, well, you should write that down and mail it into No One Cares magazine.
I've not heard of that publication.
It's not a... It's, yeah, well, dig this. Your planet, gone. Your people, dead. Your treasures, mostly destroyed. We kept some, put it in our treasure ship.
Ah, yes, the treasure ship of the Null. The treasure ship is where they keep all the treasures of vanquished worlds. It's got vases, gold, poetry, friendship bracelets, the fart knocker, everything. But there's no busting into the treasure ship. This ship... it's got shields. The thickest shields ever. And where is it? This little treasure ship circles the flagship! The very ship where they are now!
Sorry, what were you saying? You paused for a really long time.
Yeah, I was thinking how we killed everyone you ever knew. Crazy! Oh, well, give me a smile, kiddo. I bet you're pretty when you smile. See this weapon? It's a weak spear. Harness the weak nuclear force into a blade. Amazing how sharp they are. Like, did you notice I'd already stabbed you? Neat, right? Oh, you're dead. You died quietly. Cool! Woo! Yeah, that's done. Check that off the list. Goals, yes, I love today.
Sir, we've reached the Purple Cathedral.
Whoa, yipes. Where did you come from?
I've been here the whole time.
Oh, wow, neat. You're like a creep, just creeping around. I love it. Don't change. Actually, you never will. Boom! Weak spear to the face. Okay, double clean up in prison. Yes!
The Purple Nothing had arrived at the Purple Cathedral, the holiest place in the Null Empire. A twisting cosmo-gothic monstrosity built upon the burnt-out star of the first world they conquered. What will he find there? Find out after a word from our sponsor, Zunk Nuggets!
Tired after a long day? Need the kind of pep only a nugget can give? But your kitchen is gone due to a spate of mysterious fires? Don't worry. Raw Zunk Nuggets give you all the power without all that cooking. Raw Zunk Nuggets deliver. Zunk Nuggets! Warning, Zunk Nuggets are molecularly unstable. Guitar solo!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Whoa! Where are we?
Feltina? Is that you?
Humph! Oh! But we don't have bodies.
It's like we're just a bunch of mind mush with a cool echo effect.
Echo! That's it, I remember. I'm merging with you. You were going to die, and I wouldn't let that happen. I'd do anything for you.
Oh, Feltina! But... what does it mean? What will happen to you, to us?
Boo Boo. Hey, it's Boop. I've entered your subconscious.
Oh, is Beep here too?
No. Why? Do you like Beep better than me?
No, I just was wondering.
No, only I have the power to enter the subconscious. I'm a Robohumian.
Oh, you're not all the...
Not all the what?
Nothing.
Same. Were you going to say that we all look the same?
No.
Anyway, what will happen to us when we merge?
You'll become something new.
So, we lose ourselves?
Boop, if I know, this is our first time doing this, but we practiced on an apple.
What happened to the apple?
It's complicated.
Avenge me. Terrible was my apple death. My core. My core.
No, ghost apple.
Leave us, you vile fruit. Big boop nor that. It's not really comparable. Apples are boop.
That's not reassuring.
Tina, whatever happens together, we can still help our friends. Even if we only exist for a short time, it's our time. We can make the choice. We can live as something new. Or if we die, hey, at least we die together. Like our dream.
Jace, but in our dream, we die in a hail of fuzz fire after robbing the First National Bank and jumping off the Empire Fuzz building while piloting the reanimated corpse of our mutual crush, Ethel Merman.
Yes, that's the dream. And yes, I think about Ethel Merman's rockin' bod a lot. And yours. But this is now. Us. It might be the end, but it's our end.
I've always enjoyed your... butt end.
That's beautiful. Now, let your minds rest. Embrace the merge.
I feel it. We're combining.
Oh, I think we should see other people.
What?
I'm kidding. You're so gullible. I know because your thoughts are all leaking into me.
Beyond the boundaries we've destroyed, where souls diverge, you'll feel a stir within the boundless inky void. Address the urge to merge you can't avoid. Across the room, muscles inert, psyche submerged, hang your pieces on the loom. So when converge, allow the urge to merge, consume. Two will always be as one. The only way to save you love, always and forever, we will be together.
En mi alma, en mi corazón, siempre. Ay, mi amor. Pobrecita, mi amor. Ay. Oh, es increíble.
Longer is this guitar solo?
Shh! The cast part is on!
I just wanna...
Shh! Everyone must sit and focus only on the cast part! No, double shut up! It's about to peak!
Yeah, sweet keys. But now we return to a burnt-out star, home to the Purple Cathedral in the very heart of the Null Empire. Under the jutting spires and twisting towers, Velmach Kvold enters the Great Hall and meets with the Null Master, the custodian of the temple, of the place, of the location, of the home, of the sublet, of the Urspleen.
No, Master. Embrace the awesome.
Kvold, may the Urspleen filter its blessings upon you.
Looking good. You gain weight in the face. It's good. Really suits you.
Neg me not. But lo, I have been consuming more.
Nice. Celebrate yourself. I was hoping to enter the Sanctum Hillum and ask the Urspleen to bless my mess.
In the words of the ancients, you do you.
Nice, but really, you look solid. This moment, I wish I could preserve it in sap. Wait a million years until it turned into amber. But, you know, conquest. Seriously, though, lunch, you, me, you got my number?
Your digits are known to me.
Perfect. Set it up.
And with that, Velmach Kvold ascended the phrenicocolic steps, past the altar, to the cords of Bilroth, and into the shrouded Sanctum Hillum.
Urspleen, it's me. Velmach Kvold, your chosen leader of the Null Empire. Big ups to you.
You've done well.
Nice.
You must filter the world of life. Now is the time to wipe the last of the Trogus from our universe.
You don't need to explain it to me. You see what I did there?
Yes, it was.
It's like explain, but
I got it.
Well, you didn't laugh, though, so...
I chuckled.
Did you?
Yes, thank you. You were very funny. Finish your assault.
Null is void.
Oh, before you go, the planet once known as Earth, there were some survivors.
Oh, including...
Yes.
Well, good. I'll circle back to that after the Trogus are tro-gone us. Because they can't all be winners. Off to Trog!
Kill well, Kvold. Null is void.
Null is void.
And now, the assault on Trog. Right after this brief commercial message.
Damn! These Sunk Nuggets are off the hizzy.
I can't stop eating them! And now, they come with Trog sauce!
I can really taste the Trog.
Hush now! This is a library!
Sorry, not sorry, old maid librarian! Nothing can stop us from enjoying Sunk Nuggets!
In my day, we didn't have Sunk Nuggets! We just...
Your day sucks! Sunk Nuggets rule! Take this!
My fragile skin.
Oh, damn! No one dishes Sunk Nuggets! Get her!
Strenuous movement, or you could tear apart.
Boom!
Let's
return you to your friends. This way.
And now back to the cast pod. The Null flagship, the Purple Nothing, unfolds from a space-time jump. The small treasure ship which always orbits the giant destroyer is but a small glint. It moves ever closer to Trog. The triple moons are decimated, pockmarked with craters, V cracked in half. Once positioned above Trog, Velmar Kvold readies his Mars soldiers. They ignite their weak spears. And in the great hall of Halgus, cowering, was the last Krumnox left alive. Velmar Kvold, his armor drenched in blood, pushes his way inside. He drags his spear along the ground so it crackles and sparks. It's a pretty badass move. He stops before the Krumnox.
I surrender?
We don't do that. Only killing. 'Cause do what you love and you don't work a day in your life, right? Hey, stand up. Posture is vital. Power poses. Your energy is terrible.
I have money.
Sure, okay.
I'll give it to you.
I already have it. You, the money, your planet. It's mine. You know what I want? A hot dog. It's the one constant across all worlds. Hot dogs. Every planet. Why is that? Why do we all develop hot dogs? Do you like hot dogs?
Sometimes.
Lots of nitrates, which for the null is good. We need nitrates. Some species, it's poison, but they still have them. Hot dogs. On that note, Stash, you're dead. None will ever defeat me. None will ever get the treasure of my treasure ship. I am death. What a fun day.
No Trogus survived. And remember to try Zunk Nuggets, the nugget that is not legally responsible for arson. Trial pending.
And there you go. You know, if you want to help spread the word about the pod, you...
Nope. Anyway, something else now.
I have some notes.
No notes. The only feedback I'll accept is praise or money.
There are some really fuzzed up things happening in the universe. But
why were they all speaking English? That's weird. Maybe that's a clue.
No, it's translated.
Translated, eh? Looks like this mystery is wrapping itself up.
There's no mystery. The only mystery is the mystery of how we get to the Null treasure ship and get the fart knocker. Oh, I guess that is a mystery. Exactly. They do seem quite stabby. And not the good kind.
Hey, everybody. It's me.
What the?
How is everybody doing?
Oh, it's a giant shambling puppet with two heads and lots of body parts all stitched together into one mass of fuzz.
Feltina? Huff? You are one thing now. That's...
We have Bong been merged into one creature.
Yeah, I'm Fuzzalom Fatinagus.
Neat, right? And we have like 7 arms and some feet. And there were even some pieces left in the operating room.
Like some sort of freakish IKEA bookshelf.
Why is Huff's head in the armpit region?
Things beep where they beep. It's cool, just a little smelly. Also, our minds are merged. I can speak Spanish now. Listen. Estoy hablando muy bien Española ahora.
Well, glad to have you back, Huff and Feltina.
I'm just Fuzzalom Fatinagus now.
Sure. Different, but oddly familiar and strange. Like drinking a Mr. Pibb.
Two heads are better than one. Sorry, single headers.
Is that an apple on you?
Yeah. It's actually like a sort of third head back here, see?
Apple feels so much pain. What a goof. Anyway, what'd we miss?
We're gonna go and kick Null ass, steal a spaceship, and get the Earth back.
Cool. How?
How indeed? Oh my goodness! The Null are kill crazy! Can our small band of heroes really steal a spaceship right from under the nose of Velmar Kvold? Does he even have a nose? find out Nose Time on Episode 9, The Left Hand of Dan Kentness.
Dr. Paffin, there's more and more reports of Zunk Nugget madness. Rioting, looting.
I told them the formula wasn't ready. I warned them Zunk was too extreme a compound. No, it's my fault. I was hungry for fame. I, Dr. Lothan Puffin, should have known. I didn't stop it. Even when I saw... By the rings of Urubu, I should have known. The road to ruin is paved with good intentions, it's true. When I discovered Zunk, I dreamed of all the good it would do. What a fool, what a shame, things can never be the same. Once the Nugget Corporation comes for you, they promised me riches for the secret of my Zunk. They said I'd have the say, but in the end they shut me up. Ignore the claims, ignore my warnings, this Nugget's lethal mind destroying. The ad campaigns were paid for, the cost was long since sunk. People feasting on their lies, people bleeding.
Of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Learn more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Check out the other great Roy Gold podcasts like Radio Free Mushroom America and the forthcoming Land Whale Murders. And check out this cool backflip. Ow! Ooh, landed on my collection of historic spears. So many sharp points. Ow! Anyway, make sure to lick, rat, and subscrubs. That's not right. Sorry, one of the spears impaled my think box. Let me go now, but first have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.